السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and final prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon him, upon his family, and upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is his last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. الحمد لله. We thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We had some of the most blessed days of our Islamic calendar. We had the day of Hajj, we had Eid al-Adha, we had Ayyam al-Tashriq. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept those Hajj who went to perform Hajj and bring them safe to their homes. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our prayers, our fasts of the day of Arafah, last Friday, and other good deeds that we did. May Allah accept that and help us and give us tawfiq and hidayah to do more good deeds, more acts of ibadah, more acts of charity, more acts of kindness and goodness, because that is the whole purpose of life. Life to be used for righteousness, for good deeds. And blessed are those who spend their days and their nights in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is the religion of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm using the word prophets in the plural, Anbiya. This religion is started from Adam alayhi salam, and then after the flood, the humanity came and a new generation came up. And so Nuh alayhi salam was the first prophet. So Nuh alayhi salam, and then after that many prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. So it is the religion of Nuh alayhi salam, it is the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam. It is the religion of Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and of course Prophet Muhammad, the last and the final prophet and messenger of Allah. And Islam emphasizes that we respect all the prophets and believe in all of them. لَا نُفَرُّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We believe in all of them without any discrimination, that is accepting some and do not accept others. So we accept all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and respect them and honor them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this deen that you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of course sent wahi especially to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it has many similarities to the previous messages that the prophets of Allah received. So Allah says in Surah Ash-Shura, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. He prescribed for you as a religion that which he enjoined upon Noah, and that which we revealed to you, and that which we enjoined upon Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, that you uphold religion and do not become divided therein. So, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا. Allah has given you the deen, the prescribed the deen for you, that which he gave it to Nuh alayhi salam. So, Nuh alayhi salam, after the flood, when the humanity came, a new humanity, Allah has mentioned that is the prophet who came. And then after that, other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. And then what was came to Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And Quran sometime mentions the teachings that came specifically to the various prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mentioned the basic principles that were given to them. So you read in Surah Al-An'am, toward the end of Surah Al-An'am, you have a whole section of some of the important principles. And the 10 important principles, very similar to the 10 commandments that you have in the book of Exodus in the Bible. And you also have at the beginning of Surah Al-A'raf, some of those principles mentioned. And then you also have in Surah Al-Isra, these mentioned again in different ways. So here and there, Quran has clusters of ayat, and these ayat giving those values, those principles. So people pay attention to those values. And these are eternal values. These are not values for a particular time, but these are universal values, and these are comprehensive values. And these are the values that are important for all human beings of all places. They were good 1,000 years ago, 1,500 years ago. They were good for the people who lived in Arabia. And they are good for people who are living now, whether they are living in America or Asia or Africa or Australia or any place, whatever, wherever the people are, human beings are, they are good for them. And they have to take this very seriously. So you have in Surah Al-An'am 10 principles mentioned, 3 ayat. So there are 3 ayat, and in these 3 ayat there are 10 principles mentioned. In the first ayah, 5 principles mentioned, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْخِلُونَ. And then in the second one, you have 4 principles, and after that Allah says, ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And then in the third one, Allah mentions only 1, and then Allah says, ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. ستعقلون تذكرون أن تتقون. The principles that are given there in the first ayah of this ayah number 151, where you have these five principles, and those five principles Allah says that these are given to you, this is what He has enjoined upon you, so that you understand, so that you have your aql. That means these principles are very important. And rational people, human beings, who use their aql, because human beings are zawil uqul, they are supposed to pay attention to them. And those who are mindful, those who have, are the people of reason, they will appreciate these principles. And second cluster of ayat, that after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so that you may remember. So even those who know them, sometimes they forget them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding you to pay attention to that. And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, telling you this message, and so you pay attention, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so you become the people of taqwa, piety and righteousness. So let us look at that. What are those? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ تَعَالَوْا أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم الا بالتي هي احسن حتى يبلغ اشده واوفوا الكيل والميزان بالقسط لا نكلف نفسا الا وسعها واذا قلتم فاعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربى وبعهد الله اوفوا ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تذكرون وان هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Say, O Prophet, come, I shall recite that which your Lord has forbidden you, that you ascribe nothing as partners unto Him, and you should be good to parents. Do not kill your children because of poverty. We will provide for you and for them. Approach not shameful acts, whether outward or inward. Kill not a soul that Allah has made inviolable, save by right. This He has enjoined upon you, happily you may understand. Approach not the orphan's property, save in the best manner, till he reaches maturity. Observe fully the measure and balance with fairness. We task no soul beyond its capacity. When you speak, be just, even it be against your kinsman. And fulfill the promise of Allah. This He has enjoined upon you, that happily you may remember. This indeed is my path, made straight. So follow it, and follow not other paths, lest they separate you from His path. This He has enjoined upon you, that happily you may be righteous. So you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, first of all, first and most important thing is, do not make shirk. Do not ascribe divinity to anyone, anything. There is only one God. La tushriku bihi shay'a. So do not commit shirk. And that is, of course, Quran mentions many places, that is the greatest wrong, greatest sin. Ishraq billah. So la tushriku bihi shay'an. And immediately after mentioning Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the right of Allah, immediately after that, Allah said, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And be good to the parent. Ihsan, kindness, care, respect. So be good to your parent. And the Quran has emphasized that in a number of other places about the respect and honor that one should give to the parent. So this is a very important principle. It is haram to disrespect one's parent. It is haram not to pay attention to the parent. So bil walidain ihsana. Especially if they are at old age, then you have to be extra careful. Imma yablughanna 'indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma fala taqul lahumā uff wa la tanharhumā wa qul lahumā qawlan karīmā. If they reach to old age, one of them or both of them, in your presence, that means they are, you are alive, and you, and in your life you see your parents, one of them or both of them, in the old age, then speak gently to them. Don't say oof to them. Don't brush them off. Don't scold them. So be good to them. So that's what emphasize. Even oof should not say that. What about harsh words? What about abuse? All of these things that you don't do that. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them gently and pray for them. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. My Lord, have mercy on them as they were merciful to me when I was little. They took good care of me when I was little. So in a similar way, oh Allah, take care of them. So that is وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the rights of parents, in a similar way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tells us about the rights of children. So he says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ. And do not kill your children because of poverty. In Arabia, they used to kill the children. After their birth, they used to kill them because thinking that we don't have much resources. How are we going to feed them? How are we going to take care of them? So Quran has mentioned, لَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ. And Surah Al-Isra, it says, لَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. Do not kill your children because of poverty, or do not kill your children because of the fear of poverty. Sometimes they were not poor, but they were afraid that children are going to be, and then will become poor after that. So both of them are forbidden. If you are poor now, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. We provide for you and we'll provide for them. So you are poor, but who is providing for you now? So as he is providing for you, he'll provide for you, for them. So for, use the word نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. In the second, in Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. And do not kill your children after the fear of poverty. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. So you don't say that, well, we may become poor. Allah says, we provide for them. So Allah used the word نَرْزُقُهُمْ before, وَإِيَّاكُمْ and you. So you see that beauty of the Quranic way, emphasizing all aspects of that. So it's very important to be careful about that. In Islam, it is forbidden to kill the children, whether they are born or they are still not born. They are unborn. They are fetus. So abortion is not allowed in Islam. Abortion is forbidden in Islam. The only exception is if the mother's life is in danger because of the pregnancy. If the mother's life gets in danger and she will not survive, then in that case, especially if the child is not viable, cannot live outside the womb, then of course pregnancy can be ended, which is abortion can take place. Or if doctors determine that the fetus is not normal, has a serious problem and cannot survive or will survive with mental problem and all kind of problem. So there is a defect in the fetus. Only in that situation. And that is also in the early stages. So that is the exception. Otherwise, لا تقتلوا أولادكم. People say Aulad is when they are born, but before that they are not Aulad. As long as pregnancy has taken place, they are your child. Child is there. And the child has to be respected and honored. So, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ. Do not kill your children because of poverty. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. We provide for you and we provide for them. And say, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشْ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. And do not approach shameful deeds, obscenities, indecencies. فَوَاحِشْ is that which is terribly bad. And the Quran has used the word fahisha for zina, for adultery. And the word fahisha is also used for homosexuality, sexual relations between males and males or females and females. That's also fahisha. So Allah says, do not even come near it. It's absolutely haram. Of course, people are trying to make it a nice, neutral terminology for that, and they call it homosexuality. Islam does not say homosexuality. In Arabic, they also started translating it and say al-misliya. What is misliya? I mean, the word is fahisha, the Quranic terminology. That is shameful, indecent, terrible thing. Don't even come near it. And then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاحِشِ. Don't even come near it. It is completely keep away from that. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Not either openly nor secretly. These sins are sins. People avoid them in open, but then in secret they might do that. Allah said, لا. Don't do that secretly and don't do it openly. And then say, وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقَّ. And do not kill any soul that Allah has forbidden except for justice, for the pursuit of justice. So the legal process is a different case. Otherwise, you don't take the action in your hand. And killing any person, لا تقتل النفس. It does not say don't kill Muslims. It does not kill people. Don't of your relatives or your friend. No. لا تقتل النفس. Any soul, do not kill. So killing is forbidden in Islam. Except if somebody has committed murder, then you can bring that person to for justice for punishment. But that's also not in your hand. You don't take the law in your hand, but give it to the court and let this happen that way. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So these are the commands that are given to the people who can use their aql in the proper manner. If the aql is not properly, then people can all justify everything. They just try even killing people. And they justify killing thousands of people, hundreds of people because of one or two are killed. So everything is has to be a nafs bin nafs. If one person is killed, then that person who killed is the one who should be brought to justice. Not his whole tribe, not his whole city, not his whole country. So that is ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Some of the so-called civilized, intelligent people, they are misusing emotions of the people and they are committing excesses in that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنٍ. And orphan's money, do not approach it except in the right way. So don't abuse, don't overspend the money of the orphan. It's amana. If an orphan is under your custody and you have some money that belong to the orphan, it is you have to protect that. حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّ until that he reaches to the majority. When he reaches majority, then give him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ. In your business transaction, be honest. Do not cheat and do not deceive. So if you measure something, proper measurement. If you weigh something, proper weight. Do the fair things. Of course, Allah does not impose a burden beyond your capacity. So you try your best, and if some mistake happens, then Allah will forgive you. لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا. And when you speak, be fair. Be just. Even if it is a matter for your own kith and kin. Very often, when somebody's own relative is involved, then they don't care. Whether it is right or not right, because it's my kith, my family member, my relative. I have to support him. And I say, no. You have to follow the justice. Even if he is your kith and kin, don't do injustice because of him. وَبِأَحْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُ. And whatever promises you make, especially if you make a promise in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you swear and you pledge, I'm going to do that, and fulfill that. Don't breach the promise. وَبِأَحْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُ. And Allah says, ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. This is what He enjoins upon you so that you may remember. Keep in your mind that. Don't forget these principles, these values. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is the straight path. This is the path that He has given you straight. Other paths are devious, crooked. They mislead. So if you want to remain on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow this. These are the straightforward message. This is the message of honesty and sincerity and truthfulness. This is the message you should follow. Other messages take you, deviate you, take you away from the right path. So be careful that you are following the right path. The path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. Say to the people of Prophet that this is my path. Siratullah. This is my path and this is set straight for you. And do not go away from this path, otherwise you will be deviating from the right path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And this is what enjoined upon you so that you become people of taqwa, righteousness, goodness, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on this right path and save us from the deviations and all the philosophies and all that languages and argument that people use to take the people away from the right path. May Allah save us from that. We should stand for the truth and work for it, inshallah, with wisdom, in the right way, with proper approach, inshallah, the truth is going to succeed. The righteousness is going to prevail, inshallah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us on the right path. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. The decision of the Supreme Court about abortion, people are misrepresenting that. Supreme Court did not say that we are banning abortion. They did not ban it. Supreme Court only said, Constitution doesn't say anything about abortion. So it is not a constitutional right. So states can decide whether they want to restrict it, whether they want to ban it. It's up to the states. So they leave it to the states, as it was before 1973. So in 1973, the Roe versus Wade issue came and the decision was made that this is according to the 14th Amendment and according to the Constitution, there cannot be any ban on abortion. So Supreme Court said This is not constitutional issue. The constitution is not talking about that. So it is people's authority. Let the state decide that. So whatever, I mean, I'm not talking about here politics. I'm mentioning here about Islamic rules. What are the Islamic rules in this matter? For us, we have to follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path and save us from any sin. Pray for the health of Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haisam Bundakchi, Sister Rebecca Khan, Brother Sajid Iqbal, Brother Arshad Wahidi, Sister Fakhrunisa Taylor, Sister Nancy Rafi, Sister Haya, wife of Imad Al-Faqih, she's in ICU, Brother Karun Osman, Brother Muhammad Ashraf, Brother Hamid Aman, Dr. Jamila Qureshi, and Sister Gina Siddiqui. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim anta shafi la shafiya illa anta shifa an la yuqadiru suqma. Allahumma shfi mardana ya Allah. Allahumma shfi mardana ya Allah. Allahumma shfi mardana. And dua maqfirah for Brother Ubaid al-Sattar and Sister Zahra Mudashimi. Allahumma qfilahuma wa rahmahuma wa afihima wa afu'anhuma. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ولا من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء والعمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واستقيموا They'll make straight lines الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم انت السلام منك السلام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة